Hello, Kevin here. Another episode of the Big Slang Theory, where I clarify all of the words, expressions, phrases, slang, and phrasal verbs from an episode of the Big Bang Theory. I'm here to help you become an excellent, fluent English speaker. So here we go. Season 8, Episode 5, Part B. So let's go. First one. First sentence. Maybe after this, you'll be in the mood for some Manilow. You'll be in the mood. What does it mean, in the mood? Well, mood is how you feel. Are you happy, sad, excited, depressed? That's your mood. To be in the mood means to be wanting to do something. I am in the mood for a beer. I'm in the mood for some chocolate. I'm in the mood for some Manilow. What is Manilow? Anybody know? That's a tough question for you. What is Manilow? It's a singer. It's an American singer. If you can guess that, send me an email. Tell me what Manilow is. I know what it is. I know who he is. Do you know who he is? So this person said, I'm in the mood for Manilow. They want to hear, they want to see Manilow. What are you in the mood for? Are you in the mood for beer? Are you in the mood for going to the beach? In the mood. In the mood. Next sentence. I mean, look at you. Your body's banging. Your body's banging. Comes from banging. Kind of hit. Bang. Bang. Big bang. There you go. Banging. Your body's banging means you have a great body. You're banging. It's a great body. You're hot. Usually for women. That could be for men too, I guess. But your body's banging. You got a hot body. Next phrase. Go online and look it up. Phrasal verb. Look up. To look something up. To look it up is to research. To look something up in the dictionary. To look it up online. To do some research. To look it up. I don't know what that means. Well, look it up. If you don't know what I say in one of these podcasts, why don't you try to look it up online? Look it, what is it? It would be the word or the expression that you don't know. Look it up. Look a word up. Look an expression up online. Look it up. I don't know what it means, but I'm going to look it up. Phrasal verb, look up. Cool. Next one is, next phrase, go check out how hung Florida is. So, this one's a little dirty. How hung Florida is. If you say somebody is hung, it would have to be a man. H-U-N-G, hung, comes from the verb to hang. This is slang. This is a slang word for sure. You say, he is hung, means he has a big penis. If you say somebody's hung, they have a big penis. That's what it means. Why? You can use your own imagination for that. But that's what it means. So Florida. Florida's a state. Florida's hung. You can also use your imagination for that. Look at a map. But yeah, hung. To be hung. He's hung. He's hung like a horse. He's hung like a horse. So is that a good thing or a bad thing? I guess it's an opinion. Next phrase, maybe we can come up with a punishment for straying off topic. Straying off topic. So there's a little couple things going on here. The verb to stray, S-T-R-A-Y, stray, means to go off course, to go offline. You're in one straight line and you stray. Means you go off of that straight line. To stray off a straight line. To stray off topic means you're on a topic. You're talking about a topic. And you stray off topic, which means you start talking about something else. If I started talking about ice cream, and I really like ice cream. Do you like ice cream? I don't like ice cream that much. It's just the first thing I thought of. But okay, now sorry, I'm straying off topic. I was talking about English expressions and phrases and verbs and phrasal verbs. And now I was, and now I'm talking about ice cream. I'm straying off topic. So let me get back on topic. All right, to stray, to go off in another direction. Come back. Next phrase. Cool little phrase you can use. If only. If only we had one. These two words together, if only, are very cool. And it's kind of like a wish or a desire of something that you don't have and you wish it was true, or you wish you had something. If only I had $1 million. If only I had $1 million, I could do something very cool. If only something was different, I would be happier, or I could do something differently. If only. There's a song, If Only I Had a Brain, or something like that. If only something. I don't know what that song is. If only I had a brain. Oh, if only I had a brain. It comes from Wizard of Oz, maybe. Not sure. But if only is a desire. If only I spoke English like a native speaker, I would never even have to practice English or study. If only I was born in an English-speaking country. If only. Got it? Good. Next phrase. We want to see if they twirl their junk in the other direction. Twirl their junk. Okay, another dirty one here. Junk. Talking about male strippers, men strippers. So you can probably imagine what junk is, right? Junk. Twirl their junk. To twirl is to spin. Is to spin in a circle, to twirl. To twirl is to go in a circle. Junk is male genitalia, male genitals in this context, obviously. If you say, I like his junk, you like his genitals. Yay. So they go to see male strippers and they say, we want to see if they twirl their junk in the other direction. They're from Australia. Here's another question. Why is that a joke? Why do they want to see if they twirl their genitalia in the other direction? Because they're from Australia. Remember, Big Bang is an American show. They're American girls at a male strip club with Australians. They want to see if they twirl their junk in another direction. There's a joke in that, cultural joke. If you can find that joke, let me know. Send me an email. I'll give you a hint. Something about the bathroom. Something about the bathroom that's different in Australia than the US. And it's about the direction that something happens, that something goes in the US, in Australia. It's the direction of something is different than the direction of something in the same thing in Australia. Trick question. That's a tough question. Tricky question. Next phrase. Walk-in closet. To the walk-in closet. What is a walk-in closet? Well, a closet is where you keep your clothes. A walk-in closet is a big closet that you can walk into. Make sense? Obviously. You walk into the closet. It's big. You can walk in there. And it's a big closet. Next phrase. Okay, so we agree. Whenever somebody takes us off topic, they get their arm hair yanked off. Again, stray off topic, take us off topic, same thing. To take somebody off topic, take off, remove. So you're talking about a topic and you take them off that topic. You remove them from that topic. Take off is remove. Take off your shirt, take off your pants, take off your shoes. That's enough. And yank off, yank. What is yank? Y-A-N-K, to yank, a verb, yank. Yank off. Yank is to pull very quickly, to pull fast. To yank off is to remove quickly, to pull off quickly, to yank off. So you yank off their hair. As you see in the show, they yank each other's hair off when they get off topic, and it's painful, and they get hurt, ouch, blah, sad, because they're yanking off the hair. Got it? To yank off. I don't use this too often, but you could yank off a shirt if you did it really quickly, right? Yank off a earring of somebody's ear, yank it off their ear. It would be very abrupt. Next phrase. If we're leaning towards quantum coupling, if we are leaning towards, here's a great phrase, important. To lean is to go to one side. To kind of go to one side. Not fully, not 90 degrees, but towards one side. So this isn't physically leaning. If you're mentally leaning towards something, it means you're considering doing something more than something else. I'm leaning towards a certain option. I'm leaning towards quitting my job more than staying here, which means I have more desire, I have more possibility of doing this, of quitting my job than staying. I'm leaning towards that direction. I'm moving a little bit into that direction. I'm leaning towards this. So I'd say, oh, are you going to go to France or Germany? And you say, ah, Kevin, I'm kind of leaning towards France. Okay, what does that mean? You're not positive, you're not sure, but it has a stronger possibility. I'm leaning towards France. Okay, got it? Next phrase. And now I owe you one. I owe you one. Oh, the verb to owe. Strange verb, huh? Owe. O-W-E. Owe. It's to be in debt to somebody. You have to give them something. You have to pay them something. You need to give them something in return. They did something for you. They gave you money. They did a favor. And now you owe them something back. You need to give them something back in return for that favor. This expression, I owe you one, is a fixed expression, which means I need to do something for you because you did something for me. It's very general, a good expression. So if somebody helps you or if somebody does something for you and you like it, if you contact me and I call you and we speak English and you're like, wow, that was cool. Kevin talked to me on Skype. That was nice. I owe you one, Kevin. I owe you one, Kevin. Or I owe Kevin one. I owe Kevin one. What is one? It doesn't matter. One is very general. It means you owe somebody a favor or you owed somebody something. You need to give them something back in return for what they did to you. I owe you one. Thanks, man. I owe you one. I owe, O-W-E, I owe you one. Got it? Next phrase. And now I'm going to hear it from Jenny. I'm going to hear it from Jenny. Hear what? This is really vague, right? But it's not. It's a phrase. I'm going to hear it from somebody. Hear it from Jenny means Jenny is going to get pissed. She's going to get upset. She's going to be angry. I'm going to hear it from her. Oh, last night, I got home at 2 a.m. I went to the club. My wife was at home. I got drunk. I forgot what I should have been doing, and I did what I wanted to be doing. I got home at 2. When I get home, I'm going to hear it from my wife. Hear what? Doesn't matter. She'll be upset. You're going to hear it from your wife. She's going to yell at you. I'm going to hear it from her. Oh, I'm going to hear it from her. Negative thing, bad, angry. I'm going to hear it from somebody. Next one, jump ahead. Jump ahead to the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Inn. Jump ahead. Jump ahead. Phrasal verb. Jump ahead. Jump is to jump up in the air. To go up in the air. To jump ahead is to skip ahead. To go forward. To fast forward. I know you know what fast forward means. Fast forward like a movie. To jump ahead is to skip ahead. To go forward. To go into the front. To jump ahead. Jump ahead. Jump ahead to the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man. To jump ahead. Oh, I hate this part of the movie. Let's jump ahead to the middle. Or this part of the song sucks. It's annoying. Let's jump ahead to the middle of the song. Let's jump ahead. It's to fast forward, basically. Right? The story is boring. Let's jump ahead to the interesting part. Let's jump ahead to the interesting part. To go fast. To fast forward. Got it? Last one for today. It really does hold up. Phrasal verb, hold up. What does hold up mean? Hold up has a couple meanings. In this case, in the show, it means to be held up. It means it supports itself. It maintains its integrity. It's valid to hold up. Does your story hold up? Is it a valid story? Yes. Does this idea hold up? Is it a valid idea? Does it support itself? Yes. hold up? Oh, your idea really holds up. It's really valid. It really is an effective plan. Got it? Hold up. Or another totally separate meaning is to hold up a bank, hold up a store. You go inside, you have a gun, you rob a bank, you rob a store with a gun is also hold up a store, hold up a bank. Totally random. Why? I don't know. But that's how phrasal verbs work. Got it? Cool. Any questions? Please feel free. Send me an email. Kevin@inglesninja.com. I am here to help. Hope you learned something today. And I will see you next week.